All right, let's dive in. Today we're looking at something kind of interesting, value for money.
VFM.
Yeah, VFM. In the world of humanitarian and development work, it's not always obvious how to get the most impact for your buck.
Right. You'd think all aid is good aid.
But it's way more complicated than that.
It is. There's a whole field dedicated to figuring this out. Like, how to use the resources we have wisely.
For real. And to see how this works in action, we've got a case study. This one's about BHP Billiton.
Oh, yeah, the mining company.
Yeah, them. They took on this huge anti-malaria program over in Mozambique.
Interesting. What'd they do?
So they figured out that there's a connection between community health and how well their company does.
So they weren't just being like charitable. They thought it would help their business.
Yeah, totally. They even collected data to prove it, like looking at how often workers were absent and how productive they were.
So healthier workers meant a healthier bottom line.
Bingo. They found that every dollar they spent on preventing malaria actually saved them $3 in lost productivity.
Whoa. That's a good return on investment.
For real. And it sets up our deep dive perfectly. It shows that doing good doesn't have to mean losing money.
Right. It's all about that cost utility thing.
Cost utility.
Yeah, it's basically getting the most bang for your buck when it comes to, positive outcomes.
Makes sense.
It's not just about spending less, it's about making that money have the biggest impact possible.
So sometimes spending more upfront can actually save you money later on.
Exactly. Like, think about buying a good pair of boots.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Yeah, they might cost more at first.
But they last longer.
Right. So you're not buying new boots all the time. It saves money in the long run.
Makes sense.
And this idea applies to the humanitarian stuff too. There are five forces that affect VFM: cost, quality, quantity, timeliness, and sustainability.
Speaking of cost, that reminds me of something in the BHP case. They said that just focusing on cost per beneficiary can be misleading.
Oh yeah, that's a classic problem.
It seems simple enough.
It does, but it can make organizations only choose the cheapest options.
Even if those options don't work as well.
Exactly. So you might miss out on something better just because it costs a little more upfront.
Okay, I see that.
It's like choosing the cheapest gym membership just because it's 10 bucks a month.
I've been there.
But what if it has like no equipment or no classes that you actually like?
You'd probably get better results somewhere else, even if it cost a bit more.
Exactly. So it's not just about the price tag, it's about the whole package, the value.
Like with BHP, they realized that reaching people further out might cost more per person.
Right, harder to get to those communities.
But it would still create a healthier workforce in the long run.
Which ultimately benefits the company.
So that brings us to the other four forces, the ones that don't always get enough attention when people just focus on that cost per beneficiary number.
Right.
Let's start with quality. I'm guessing BHP didn't just hand out any old mosquito nets.
Oh, definitely not. They got high quality nets, the kind that last a long time.
So they were more effective.
And cheaper over time, because you don't got to replace them as often.
There's that long-term thinking again. Spending a bit more at first can actually save you money later on.
Exactly. And this leads into sustainability, which is another big force. BHP set up their program to have a lasting impact.
Oh, so like they didn't just swoop in and leave.
Nope. They trained healthcare workers in Mozambique and built systems that would keep the program running even after they weren't directly involved.
That's important because a one-time thing might look good on paper.
But it won't change things in the long term.
Okay, so what about quantity? Isn't reaching as many people as possible always the goal?
It's tempting to think that, right? But BHP's case shows there's a balance to strike.
Between quantity and these other things we're talking about.
Yeah, they saw that spreading their resources too thin, trying to reach everyone.
Might actually weaken the impact.
Exactly.
So it's not just how many people you reach, it's who you reach and how well you address their needs.
Makes a big difference.
All right, so we've got cost, quality, sustainability. What about timeliness? Did BHP make sure their efforts were happening at the right time?
Oh, totally. Timeliness was huge for them. They knew that dealing with malaria meant being proactive, like focusing on preventing it, not just reacting when things got bad.
So, like, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
That's it. They had these year-round prevention things going on, distributing bed nets, spraying for mosquitoes, educating people about how to avoid getting sick.
Sounds pretty thorough.
It was. And it kept those infection rates down, which meant they didn't have to spend as much on treatments later.
Smart. Way more efficient to prevent a problem than to try fixing it once it's already out of control.
Right. And being proactive like this also helped BHP's bottom line. Workers were healthier and more productive, fewer people calling out sick.
So timeliness isn't just about reacting quickly in emergencies. It's about thinking ahead, anticipating problems.
And understanding that delays can make interventions way less effective.
And more expensive in the end.
Exact.
Wow, this whole conversation's got me thinking about my own life. Like, maybe I should spend a bit more on those fancy running shoes.
Haha, good point. These VFM principles can apply to so many things, not just humanitarian work.
It's about making smart choices. Choices that consider the long-term value and impact, not just the upfront cost.
Exactly. And sometimes those more expensive options end up being the most cost-effective over time.
Like those boots.
Right. Now, going back to BHP Billiton for a second, one thing that really struck me was how they were constantly monitoring and evaluating their program.
Makes sense. Got to make sure it's actually working, making a difference.
Absolutely. They didn't just set it and forget it. BHP was collecting data on all kinds of things, infection rates, how much people were using healthcare services, even worker productivity.
So they were always measuring the impact.
Yep. And using that data to tweak things as they went along.
That's smart. Kind of like how athletes track their performance metrics to see what's helping and what needs to change.
Perfect analogy. And it shows how important ongoing evaluation is for maximizing VFM. Without it, you're basically guessing.
You don't really know if what you're doing is helping.
Right. And that can lead to wasted resources, missed opportunities.
And BHP's commitment to evaluation is a big part of why their program was so successful. It let them show the impact, justify the investment.
They really were committed to creating a sustainable program that would create lasting benefits, not just a quick fix.
So what's the big takeaway for our listeners? What can they learn from this deep dive into VFM and the BHP Billiton case?
I think the main thing is, if we want to make a real difference, we got to go beyond those simple calculations. We got to see the whole picture.
Not just chase the lowest cost per beneficiary.
Exactly. It's about those five forces: cost, quality, quantity, timeliness, and sustainability, and how they all work together.
BHP showed us that sometimes investing more upfront, like in higher quality stuff or training local people,
can actually save money and get better results in the long run.
And they highlighted the problems with relying too much on that cost per beneficiary number. It's tempting because it's easy to understand.
But it can make you focus on the easiest people to reach, not necessarily the ones who need the most help.
It's like choosing a doctor based on how much their appointment costs without even knowing how good they are.
Exactly. We have to remember that value isn't always about a single number. Sometimes the most valuable things cost more upfront, but create bigger, more lasting impact.
So what does all this mean for our listeners? How can they apply these VFM ideas in their own lives, even if they're not running a global anti-malaria program?
Well, I think it starts with being a smarter consumer, whether you're buying something, using a service, or even donating to charity.
Don't just jump at the cheapest option.
Right. Take a step back. Look at the bigger picture. Ask yourself, am I getting the most value for my money, my time, my energy?
And don't be afraid to ask questions. Challenge those assumptions. Look for transparency. Go beyond the marketing hype and really understand the cost utility of your choices.
Because, as we saw with BHP, sometimes those expensive choices end up being the most cost-effective and impactful over time.
It's about being thoughtful, intentional.
Oh, exactly. And remember, this deep dive is just a starting point.
There's so much more to explore when it comes to value for money.
It's a huge, complex world. Keep learning.
But hopefully, this gives our listeners some new tools, some new ways of thinking about how they can create more value in the world.
In their work, their spending habits, even their everyday choices.
Absolutely. So as you go about your day, keep those five forces in mind. Think about that cost-utility equation. And remember,
sometimes the most valuable things aren't the cheapest ones.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep making a difference.
Yeah, timeliness was like key to their success. They knew they had to be proactive with malaria. Like, you can't just wait for an outbreak.
Gotta stay ahead of it.
Exactly. So they had these prevention measures in place all year round. Things like handing out bed nets, spraying insecticides, and even just teaching people about how to avoid getting malaria in the first place.
Makes sense.
Right. And all that helped keep infection rates low, which meant they didn't have to spend as much on treatment later on.
Much better to stop the problem before it starts than to try and fix it after the fact.
Totally. And all this proactive stuff ended up boosting BHP's profits, too. Workers were healthier, so they were more productive, and there was less absenteeism.
Interesting. So timeliness isn't just about reacting quickly to emergencies. It's about thinking ahead and taking steps to prevent problems from happening.
Exactly. And it's recognizing that if you wait too long to do something, it might not be as effective.
And it could end up costing more in the long run.
Right on. This whole conversation about BHP has got me thinking about my own life too. Like maybe I should invest in some higher quality things, even if they cost more up front.
Like those running shoes you were talking about.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
These VFM principles can apply to so many areas of our lives.
It's about making choices that will benefit us in the long term, not just focusing on what's cheapest right now.
I think that's a great takeaway. And sometimes those pricier options end up being the most cost-effective anyway.
Right. Okay, so back to PHP for a sec. One thing that really stood out to me was their emphasis on monitoring and evaluating their program.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's so important. You can't just assume everything's working as planned. You got to check and make sure it's actually making a difference.
So BHP was tracking their progress
Oh,
closely.
absolutely. They collected tons of data on things like infection rates, healthcare usage, even worker productivity.
Sounds like they were really on top of things.
Yeah, they were. And
Yeah.
they used all that data to fine-tune the program as they went along.
So if something wasn't working, they could adjust.
Exactly. That's how you maximize value. That's how you make sure your efforts are actually paying off.
That reminds me of how athletes track their performance to see what's working and what needs to change.
Perfect analogy. And it highlights why ongoing evaluation is so crucial for achieving VFM. Without it, you're just flying blind.
You don't know what's helping and what's not.
Exactly. And you could end up wasting a lot of resources. BHP's commitment to evaluation was a major reason why their program was so successful. It allowed them to demonstrate the impact and justify their investment. It was a smart move.
It definitely sounds like BHP's approach went beyond just checking boxes. They were genuinely invested in making a lasting impact.
They were, and it's a great example of how VFM isn't just about numbers and spreadsheets. It's about making a tangible difference in people's lives.
Absolutely. So what's the big takeaway for our listeners here? What can they learn from BHP's story and all this talk about VFM?
I think the key message is that we need to move beyond those simplistic calculations if we truly want to make a difference. We need to embrace a more comprehensive understanding of
We
value.
can't just go for the lowest cost per beneficiary every time.
Nope. Sometimes that makes you miss the bigger picture.
Like BHP showed us, putting more money in upfront can actually save you money down the road.
Yeah, whether it's those good mosquito nets or investing in training for local healthcare workers.
Right, it's about thinking long term.
And they also showed us how that cost per beneficiary number can be tricky.
It can, can't
It
it?
seems so simple, but it can lead to bad decisions.
Like just focusing on helping the people who are easiest to reach.
Exactly, instead of the people who need the help the most.
It's like if you picked a doctor just because they had the cheapest appointments.
Yeah. Without even knowing if they were any good.
You got to look beyond just the price tag.
Right. Value isn't always about a single number.
Sometimes those things that seem expensive at first actually end up being the most valuable.
They can be.
So how can our listeners use these ideas in their own lives? They're probably not running big anti-malaria programs.
Well, I think it starts with being a more thoughtful consumer, you know? Think about the things you buy, the services you use, even the charities you donate to.
Don't just automatically go for the cheapest one.
Right. Take your time. Think about what you're really getting. Ask yourself if you're getting the most value for your money, your time, your energy.
I like that. And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Oh, yeah. Challenge those assumptions. Demand some transparency.
Don't just believe the marketing
Do
hype.
your research. Figure out the real cost utility of your choices.
Because as we learned from BHP, sometimes those expensive choices are actually the best ones in the long run.
Absolutely. It's about making those smart, informed choices.
So, to wrap things up, remember this deep dive is just the beginning.
It is. The world of value for money is huge, and there's always more to learn.
But hopefully this gives you some new tools and perspectives
To think about how you can create more value in the world.
in your job, your spending habits, even your everyday life.
Yeah, it's all connected.
So next time you're making a decision, big or small, think about those five forces, that cost utility equation.
And remember, sometimes the most valuable things in life aren't the cheapest.
That's a great point to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep making a difference.